You think I'm a weirdo for having Brayton's plate, Barsha?
He's an all right guy, actually.
Aggressive racing by you today. I want to talk about the Tomac thing for a second. I want to talk about early on in the race, aggressive charging to the front. You weren't happy with your bike in the whoops a few rounds ago, but, I mean, I thought it looked good, happy-er.
Yeah, I sucked in practice all day.
You did?
Yeah, wasn't good. Qualified 13th. I don't always qualify good, but today I felt like I was struggling a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like a little bit to overcome, and then heat race came around, rode better, and then main event, yeah, just...
You were on it early, like really scrubbing, yeah. Really whipping it, feeling good, I guess?
For sure, yeah. Felt really good. Like last weekend, hard charge in the beginning.
Yep.
I blew up a hair last weekend, and, like that's what cost me not getting Anderson, and this weekend I only blew up like for a quick second, and... lost Eli hair, so that was a little bit like it's like racing. You always have a moment in the race where you like kind of try to recover quick and nail it down. But yeah, I rode really well tonight. I'm so close.
Yeah.
my riding's super good and my bike setup's awesome. So
right.
I feel good.
The Tomac thing. I saw you guys had words at the end of it. It was. I thought it was fine, but what's your take on that?
I don't know. I was like, that. You drove in on me pretty hard, like, because he, like, ripped my jersey and gave me some cherries on my arm. I was just like, I was kind of aggressive, and he's like, I could have hit you harder. I was like, man, that's true. I always could hit someone harder. So,
right.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Move on from that. I'm not holding grudges anymore.
Right.
It's not fun.
I mean, look, you had the red plate. You won a race. You beat him a couple times. It's not like you're not on his level.
No
offense to my buddy A-Ray. But, like, you know, but A-Ray can't do that to Eli. Like, why are you doing that, Eli? I would say, why are you doing that, Alex, right? You're not on his level, but I feel like you are. So, hey, let's race hard.
Yeah, we raced hard, and we were close at the end. It was cool. I haven't really, until this year, I haven't been in that position in a while. So, it feels awesome to be able to race all the guys. I know, like, I know I can beat all those guys. Like, not an issue for me right now, so it's just putting it all together, and tonight was definitely another step in the right direction. Felt incredibly good in the main event, so that was good. Track broke down, the bike worked well, got through whoops pretty good, and yeah, just need to keep on keeping on.
Were you jumping them?
So I actually was jumping both sets towards the end, but I wish I picked out actually sooner, because I got a good groove at the end of the race through them. So if I would have got it sooner, I think I could have made up some more time. So.
Yeah, Coop figured it out, of course, early, right? And it was really good.
Yeah.
The press day stuff with Marty, fireworks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's awkward because we like live in the same neighborhood and we're probably gonna be on lots of flights together. So I just think like he was not riding that cool with me in practice the last couple weekends. I felt like he was doing stuff intentional to me. And it probably got blown out of proportion, and then I felt like he cross-jumped me a couple times yesterday, and then I stood him up, and he fell down. So
can I just that was the most impressive thing.
That was a great pass.
The way you came in there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
So I got cross-jumped,
and
which he said he didn't cross-jump me, but
right.
It's you can see it. I got if he didn't mean to do it, whatever.
The precision you had to do
incredible.
That.
Incredible. Yeah. That was amazing. I know. Like,
I don't ever want to mess with you.
I bet if Marty watches it, he'll be like, fuck, that was incredible. He fucking got cross-jumped, stopped, and then sent it in. And I didn't even feel my bike or nothing touch him. And then I just went on my way.
That's the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. That's why I was telling people. That's an expert.
Yeah.
That's a true expert of his craft right there.
I got that old talent from back in the day learning from me and Dino. So, but, it's unfortunate. Like, I don't know. Like,
is there anybody in these pits looking forward to going east more than you?
I'm stoked, man. I haven't been home in like 6 months.
Right.
I'm gonna go sleep in my own bed. The team's coming down this week. We're gonna ride my track, and it's gonna be lovely. I'm beyond excited.
Well, hey, good ride tonight. Really impressive, I think. And thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.